Orlando nurses address hair care disparities for Black patients. You're listening to The Wrap from Central Florida Public Media. I'm Brendan Byrne. Different hair textures require different products. Something we all may know, but in practice, it doesn't always happen. A group of nurses at Advent Health for Children set out to fix that problem in the hospital setting a few years back. The goal was to provide more inclusive hair care products for Black patients.
A Black, Indigenous, people of color sometimes feel excluded. So to be able to say, like, yeah, Advent has something for you, very rewarding.
Hear more from those nurses as we highlight their work during National Nurses Week. That's ahead on The Wrap. The big stories this week from Central Florida Public Media. But first, these headlines. State Representative Anna Eskamani says local law enforcement agencies have told State Attorney Monique Worrell they're committed to helping investigate the owners of Sloth World. It comes following the news of dozens of animal deaths linked to the now-canceled attraction. Central Florida Public Media's environment reporter Molly Durick has more.
The site of the planned Sloth Encounter attraction itself is on International Drive within the city of Orlando. But the warehouse, where dozens of sloths died, sits just a few steps down the road in unincorporated Orange County. Eskamani said the Orlando Police Department and Orange County Sheriff's Office are both committed to assisting within their respective jurisdictions on an investigation into Sloth World's owners.
We're going to not stop fighting until it happens. I mean, I need folks to be under oath and to answer direct questions. That is what I'm looking for.
Eskamani will be among those joining two renowned sloth scientists visiting from Costa Rica for closed-door meetings Thursday with the offices of the state attorney and attorney general. 10 animals from Sloth World are still alive at the Central Florida Zoo and Botanical Gardens. Molly Durig, Central Florida Public Media.
U.S. Representative Darren Soto is planning to run for re-election this year, whether under Florida's current congressional map or a new GOP-friendly map. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis steered the new districts, which ignore state constitutional protections for minority voters and a ban on partisan gerrymandering. Soto, a Democrat, is criticizing the governor for flouting the will of the voters, even as he prepares to campaign under that new map.
Have we as Floridians gotten so far gone in partisanship that we openly cheer cheating our own constitution? It's not just about this election cycle. It's about many other election cycles.
While Soto will be at a disadvantage in his new district, he believes he still has a chance. Recent polling shows that mid-decade redistricting is broadly unpopular with Florida voters. And Democrats in state special elections earlier this year were able to flip longtime conservative districts, including the seat that represents President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. Meanwhile, three lawsuits have been filed opposing the state's new congressional map. Among those suing is the League of Women Voters, a nonpartisan group that advocated for the Fair Districts Amendments to the state constitution. Voters passed those amendments in 2010 to protect minority voting districts and ban partisan gerrymandering. The League's Kathy Sheeran argues the governor's office ignored those state constitutional protections in drafting the new map, resulting in their suit.
All we're doing is saying, follow the law. And we don't think asking them to follow the law is a partisan act.
DeSantis is confident the map will be held up in court. Time is running out for a decision. The federal filing window opens up later this month and closes in about 5 weeks. As Spirit Airlines ceases operations, resulting in around 4,800 employees in Florida being laid off by next Wednesday, politicians are debating who is to blame for the Dania Beach-based carrier's demise. The company released nearly 1,600 workers in and around Orlando International Airport. Republican U.S. Senator Ashley Moody is joining Trump administration officials and pointing at former President Joe Biden as the Justice Department under his administration blocked JetBlue from buying Spirit in 2023 for $3.8 billion.
We do things differently here in Florida. We don't make guttural political decisions. We look at the consequences and the long-term effect on our citizens. And I think that should have been done by the Biden administration. It wasn't. And this played out exactly how we expected it to.
Meanwhile, Alex Vindman, who is running to be the Democratic nominee for U.S. Senate to take on Moody in November, acknowledged the 2023 Justice Department action, but also pointed towards higher fuel costs due to the war in Iran. He blames Republicans, who now run the federal government. In a letter to employees, Spirit warned that the massive spike in fuel prices will cost U.S. airlines billions of dollars this year. These stories and more are on our website. Visit cfpublic.org. The Wrap Podcast is supported by listeners just like you. Central Florida Public Media is funded by the community it serves. It's our spring fund drive, and we're asking you to show your support for this podcast and the other shows and content you get from us each and every day. Make a gift of support online. Visit cfpublic.org. And thanks. Have you ever thought about something as simple as the shampoo you're given while in the hospital? For a lot of people, the answer is no. But for others, it makes a big difference. In many hospitals, the shampoo handed to patients is the same, no matter the type of hair. For Black patients, this can bring challenges when it comes to caring for their hair. A group of nurses at AdventHealth changed that after noting Black pediatric patients needed hair products that better care for their twists and curls. Central Florida Public Media's health reporter Joe Mario Pedersen brings us this story during National Nurses Week, highlighting the care workers who worked to bring more, including hair care products, to their hospital.
You might not think cleaning a person's hair is that important when it comes to treating hospitalized patients, but nurses do.
But if you're in the hospital, you're sick, they actually feel 10 times better once they wash their hair.
That's Tiana Ross, a registered nurse at AdventHealth for Children. She and a group of nurses 3 years ago noticed something about the personal care products the hospital supplies for patients. Fellow RN Keisha Alexis says Black families weren't using the hospital's hair care products. Instead, they were bringing their own shampoo, conditioner, and combs.
Different hair tips. Clearly, my hair, your hair, two different types of hair. And so it was like the product we were using prior, it wasn't all-inclusive.
Alexis says they just didn't work.
And, you know, it's real difficult grabbing the hair, have a little comb, and you got to get through every one of those coils. So you're just... and pull, and it's really painful. It's really painful. That's as best as I can describe it.
After making the observation, the nurses filed it with the hospital. AdventHealth then started a research group to determine what products would be more inclusive. Ross and Alexis did a lot of that research. Ross says that eventually they found a company called Camvi, based out of Tampa. It offers inclusive hair products.
We were able to trial it on our unit for some time, and then we sent out surveys to get feedback from the nurses and also the patients and the parents.
Alexis recalls one mother whose daughter was in the ICU for months and raved about the new product.
Her daughter was like, I believe, like a mixed daughter, so she had like a mixed textured hair, so it was very difficult to find something in the hospital to allow her to wash the hair, make her daughter feel better. But once that product came around, she was in love.
In November, Camvi closed a deal with AdventHealth after going through a trial run for about a year and a half. Ross and Alexis are taking me to a supply closet right now.
Oh, it's right there, Keisha.
You see BIPOC it?
Character, look up.
Alexis pulls down a box with a couple dozen supply kits. There were more earlier. The supplies go fast, as many of the nurses use the products to help soothe patients. The nurses are with them for 12 to 13 hours a day, 3 to 4 times a week. Even though the work is demanding, Ross and Alexis say they love what they do. And while for some it's just shampoo, for these nurses and their patients, it's about being seen.
A Black, Indigenous, people of color sometimes feel excluded. So to be able to say, like, yeah, Advent has something for you. Like, it's, I don't know, it's just very rewarding.
Alexis and Ross say that for them, this sort of patient advocacy is just another way they give of themselves for the betterment of the people they are tasked with helping. The nurses are happy that they've been able to make a positive impact at AdventHealth for Children. Next, they hope they can bring the same diverse care products to adult patients. Joe Mario Pedersen, Central Florida Public Media.
AdventHealth is a sponsor of Central Florida Public Media, but we cover them as we would any other company. That's it for the wrap this week. But stay listening. The Florida legislature is convening once again outside its normal special session that was held earlier this year, this time to tackle the state budget. We'll have coverage of the next special session. That's next week. This podcast is produced by Central Florida Public Media, with editorial assistance from news director LaToya Dennis. I'm Brendan Byrne. This is the wrap.